AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade. With the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew joins us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I forgot to charge my computer overnight. You know when you plug your computer in, but I forgot to plug it into the wall. Oh. And so I thought my computer was charging overnight. I woke up this morning and the battery is a little bit low. So it's a little bit more difficult than just charging my computer as we do the show. Because as you know, I tape in the hallway closet where there's no socket.
There's no outlet
in here. So if I suddenly disappear in the middle of the show, you know what happened? Corey, take America's home. You can fly this plane. You can land this plane. Okay, fingers crossed, Naughties. It's only 20 minutes. We can do it.
What time is it, my friends?
It is.
It is.
Tea time. Okay, yes. Kate Middleton, we have been talking about her all week. I'm getting so many DMs, so many questions, which I love. If you have any questions, let me know. I'm happy to answer them. But today we have some explosive reporting, which is backed up by my own sources. Quote, Kate is plotting to step away from her royal duties.
Wow.
So Kate
That's huge.
The Duchess of Cambridge is contemplating a really dramatic exit from her royal duties. Mm. Not the royal family. She's not getting divorced, at least not yet, but she certainly doesn't want to be a working royal anymore. Sources are saying that after she weathered a storm of controversies where she's been painted as a villain and a racist, she is feeling the strain, and the pressure of royal life is taking its toll on her well-being. I can't even imagine being this famous. Like, Corey, people know you and me sometimes when we're walking around New York, or they listen to the podcast, and it's lovely to have people come over and say hello, maybe take a selfie. I can't imagine being Kate Middleton, Meghan Markle, famous. Yeah. It's too much. And we know Meghan stepped away from the family. And I think Kate, even though these two aren't friends for the same reason, it's not a good job. Have you ever had a toxic job? We all have. Haven't we all had those terrible jobs where some days you wake up and you're just like, I can't do this anymore. Imagine if the job is also the family. That's the trouble with family businesses. It's not just a family here. It's her job. Well, she doesn't want to do this anymore. She wants to be in the country with her three kids, with her dogs. She wants to be around her family. She doesn't want to be in the press anymore. And that's why we've not seen any legitimate pictures of her. She doesn't want to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, so that explains why we get like the weird photoshopped hands. Because they're like, they're like Frankensteining photos together to look like something is recent, but it's not. So what I think is really quite interesting about this whole thing is, you know, Meghan and Harry felt this way this whole entire time. They're like, you know what? We want to remain in the family, but we don't like all this stuff that goes with it. And then, of course, Harry figures, it also killed my mom. All that stuff that goes with it. We don't like it. And they stepped away and got really badly ridiculed by everyone, including people in the UK who were, you know, who love the royal family. They ridiculed Harry and Meghan. And now look, now Kate is contemplating the same sort of life away from the spotlight. So maybe Meghan and Harry here, I don't want to say have the last laugh, but what do you think about the fact that they are like, see, told ya?
Yeah, right? it definitely makes you change the way you think of Harry and Meghan's decision. But my insiders are telling me that Kate owes them a huge debt. Before Meghan and Harry, it was unthought of that you could step away. It just wasn't something that was even in the conversation. Meghan and Harry have shown all the royals, particularly Kate, that there can be another way. You always need in life a pioneer, someone that goes first, and it opens up all the possibilities for everybody else. Now, the person that normally goes first, the person that first said, let's go to the moon, let's build a spaceship, we thought they were crazy, but then they didn't turn out to be crazy. They turned out to be a genius. So maybe we will rethink the way that we've treated Meghan and Harry here, because I think in the long run, Meghan and Harry's decision is ultimately gonna, maybe I'm being dramatic, but maybe save Kate's life. She's miserable. She really needs some help. We've heard about the eating disorder. She doesn't want this job. She wasn't born into it. Harry and William were. Meghan was an actress, so she liked fame. Kate was more of a country girl. People that know Kate tell me she definitely went after him. She wanted to be the queen. She didn't realise what she was getting into. Rosie O'Donnell said the same thing. Rosie O'Donnell said she thought if she was rich and famous, she'd be happy after losing her mum when she was little. She said it made everything worse. Fame doesn't make you better. It just makes all your problems worse. It shines a spotlight on them. So if Kate had some issues before this, I can't imagine what it must be like to open the papers up every every single day. She just wants away from this. She wants it to end. She hates that she's been painted as a villain. She hates that she's been painted as a racist. It's enough, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kate is plotting to step away from her royal duties. Do you understand why she wants out? Does this make sense to you? Do you understand this? Or do you think she's rich? She's a princess. What's your problem? Sometimes we can be quite harsh with people, can't we? And say, like, this is a dream here. Where's the problem? You're living literally in a palace. What is the problem? Or do you understand it? I think I understand it. Okay, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday. I can't wait to hear your results. Hey, Corey, what are you working on?
Yes. Well, in other news, Brad Pitt appears to be adhering to co-parenting rules that were set forth by Angelina Jolie. Now, there's a main rule that stipulates that Brad can only see their children without his girlfriend, Inez de Ramon, being present. Now, Ramon was seen leaving Pitt's mansion approximately about 15 minutes before a couple of his children arrived. That was two of Pitt's children. They were visiting him on a regular basis, and this indicates that this routine with Ramon may continue until further notice. Now, Jolie and Pitt, they share six children, of course, together. There's Maddox, there's Pax and Zahara, Shiloh, and there's twins, Knox and Vivian. And while their children seem really close to Jolie, you see all the photos of them very often together, very close to their mom, their relationship with Pitt has been a bit strained since the divorce. Maddox has testified against Pitt in court, Pax criticized him on social media, and Zahara actually removed Pitt from her last name, which must be really, really hurtful. But I have to say, you know, over the time we've been covering Angelina and Brad and the children and the divorce, it just really seems like Angelina has purposely poisoned her kids. Now, I don't know. This is just my speculation. That she poisoned her kids against their father as a leverage tool during the divorce. And it seems really like an ugly thing. I mean, I don't know, but it just, you know, I know how she acted with that French winery chateau thing.
Oh, she's angry with Brad, isn't she?
She's
we can say that as a fact. She's furious with Brad, and she's trying to hurt Brad. She's furious with Brad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure part of that is involving the children. It's not that uncommon. It's really not that uncommon.
Oh, no,
parents
I know.
Do this. I've got friends whose mum and dad got divorced, and it was a real struggle growing up because you had one parent saying horrible things and another parent saying horrible things, and the only people here that get damaged is the kids. And she's not hurting Brad here, but I do like that he is playing by the rules here. If she doesn't want the kids to meet his new girlfriend,
but
then
that's fine.
It is, but I would make this as easy as possible. And Brad's a nice guy. He is a nice guy. We know about the incident on the plane. I'm not going to put that to one side. It's terrible. But Brad is really trying hard to win these kids back. I think with some of them, particularly with Zahara, maybe Maddox, maybe Pax, I think it might be too late. I think the damage is done. But he's going to keep trying. Do you do that, Corey? When I fall out with somebody or somebody falls out with me, I try. And when they're rude to me, I try again. And when they're rude to me, I try again. And I don't even have a three-strike rule. I'm pretty persistent. What about you? Be honest.
Usually a person has like one time and I'm done. Because you know why? Because I am so kind and giving. And people sometimes they've mistaken me. They've heard some rumor or something that I'm serious and stern-faced and not a nice guy. I don't know where they get that from because it's really not accurate.
It's not true.
No, at all. And I give so much to a fault where I'm always the one who gets hurt. And so now I protect myself. I go,
That's it, isn't it?
I give you one time. And then
you have to protect yourself here. You have to protect yourself. Okay, moving along. This is shocking news. Jennifer Lopez has cancelled many shows on her tour because they're just not selling. Mm. So she's no Beyonce. She's no Taylor Swift. She's pulled the plug on several, not just one, several concerts without any explanation. Mm. The abrupt cancellations comes as a disappointment to the fans that did buy tickets. She's returning to the stage after 5 years, so it's not as if she's been on tour forever and we're sick of her. It's not like Cher, although Cher always sells, like she's always on tour.
Oh, my gosh,
and we always buy tickets. Diana Ross is another one. Just keep touring. If you're listening, hello, 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 I'll keep buying the tickets. J-Lo's not been on stage in at least 5 years. So I think her team and Jennifer, they thought she was going to have this huge, huge demand. People wanted to see her. Didn't really happen. So the shows that have been cancelled are Nashville, Raleigh, Atlanta, Tampa, New Orleans. They're big cities. They're not little cities. She must be devastated. So her album, her new album, really tanked. Didn't do very well at all. I think it didn't debut in the top 20. Sold about 40,000 copies in total. Cost her $20 million. To make that video for Netflix, that documentary. She paid for that herself. She couldn't raise the money, so it's her money. I bet she thought, oh, you know what? I'll make that 20 million back on the road.
I guess she did think that, but this really must sting. And I think it's really worse because on the heels of the Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Madonna, like, you know, these proven, based on public response, proven that these are megastars who have an audience waiting for them to tour. I think J-Lo thought she was going to be a part of that, and this must be really, really humbling and somewhat embarrassing, I may say. And I feel really bad for her, but you know what, that vanity project that she just created, it's a strange project. It's very self-absorbed. It's very like, look at me, everyone. And she's almost relying on all the mechanisms of J-Lo 1990 or 92 when she was a young, you know, 30-year-old artist to today. And it's not the same. And I don't think her audience has grown, so why hasn't she?
Yes. You can't keep repeating. It does feel like a flashback to 20 years ago. And it almost feels like it's an album, a project for one person, Ben. It's all about Ben. Yeah. I don't care about Ben. I care about you, J-Lo, and I care about dancing. I care about the Versace dress, and I want to shake my bottom, and I want the big hair. I want J-Lo at the Super Bowl. I want that J-Lo. Not moping around about Ben and reading love letters from Ben Affleck. I don't care about Ben Affleck. I think you're right here. It was a mistake. She should have put out fabulous new dance songs, the J-Lo songs that we can't help but to get up and dance to and sing to Waiting for Tonight. Oh, I love it. I love those songs. Jennifer, I don't know here. I never like to see people fail, but this is not good. Maybe, if the dates that she has left sell out, maybe they can extend. Maybe she can do more. Well, it's hard to plan that, though, isn't it? Yeah, it's unlikely.
That's unlikely. Yeah, you've worked for her, so you know how, you know her. I mean, you've worked for her, it's unlikely. She is a hard worker, but you got to
She's
have
a hard
worker.
It's hard to turn things around when they're not doing well. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Wendy Williams news. What's going on with Wendy, Corey?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if things aren't already bad enough for Wendy, you know, she's been hit with a federal tax lien for unpaid balances, or a major unpaid singular balance exceeding $500,000. Now, she finds herself in this hot water situation. It's a hefty, hefty tax lien on her upscale New York City condo, which you've been to, Rob.
I have several times. Yeah, it's beautiful.
She purchased it for $4.5 million back in 2021. It's a gorgeous place. Now, according to legal documents obtained by TMZ, Uncle Sam claims that Williams owes a staggering $568,451.57. That number is so big I could almost hardly get it out. But that's how much she owes in unpaid federal taxes. It's a tax lien that was generated in January. And of course, it raises more concerns because she's already having so many bad situations, being diagnosed with aphasia and dementia, and now this. And there was a girl who was a woman, I should say, Sabrina Morrissey, who was appointed as the guardian of Wendy's finances. Now, she was appointed back in spring 2022, and that's important to note because some people have been accusing Sabrina as being part of Wendy's sort of financial downfall, but Sabrina came on like after that began to happen. So just want to call that out. But it's more problems, Rob, for Wendy.
Pay your taxes and pay your taxes. And who are these people that are meant to be looking after her? If you're in charge of Wendy's finances, fix it. She's got some money. Yeah. She's got that $4 million, $5 million apartment. She's not living in it. It's empty. Mm. All the furniture's been moved out. Sell it. And let's put that money in the bank account and move Wendy to Florida or somewhere where she can live much more cheaply and live off her $4 million. Even if all the money from the show is gone, she's got that money from that apartment. It's magnificent. Mm-hmm. It's a duplex here in Manhattan, right downtown by the World Trade Center. It's magnificent. Wendy, it just breaks my heart. Wendy, everyone around her, please start looking after her and not just yourselves. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Last show we talked about Don Lemon's new show being cancelled on X by Elon Musk. He didn't like it. Don asked him some questions in an interview. He was a bit bored by the interview. Cancelled the show. Our question was, would you watch a new Don Lemon show? Are you interested in Don anymore? Let's have a look. Ooh, only 40% said yes. You don't want Don back. I loved Don on CNN, but I feel like what you said about J-Lo, being there, done that. We need something new now. Maybe he should do a talk show, maybe a game show. I don't want him sitting there talking about politics anymore. A game show with Don would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way to go. I'm with you, naughties. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or at Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Corey, let's do my favourite part of the show, the nicest of the day.
Okay, yes. Well, this is sort of naughty and nice, though, which is kind of funny. So let's just get into this. So Gwyneth Paltrow, she's defending Kourtney Kardashian's Poosh from claims that it's a Goop ripoff. Now, Poosh, of course, is Kourtney's site, and then Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's amazing, you know, really, really, really highly received and respected lifestyle website as well. So Paltrow expressed her disappointment with the criticisms leveled at Poosh upon its launch in 2019, emphasizing the importance of women supporting each other in business rather than competing. Now, she recalled her initial upset with comparisons between Goop and Poosh, but she ultimately found humor in the situation, particularly when Goop collaborated with Poosh on a candle called This Smells Like My Pooshie. I cannot believe I just read that on the air, but it's hilarious. Now, this isn't the first time that Paltrow has defended Kardashian and the Poosh brand against such criticism. So, you know, she's a loyal woman supporter, which I love.
I like that candle.
That candle is crazy.
There's room for all of us. There really is. All the millions of podcasts out there, if you want to start one, start one. I promise you, you will find your audience. There's room at the table for everybody. Our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Prince Harry to attend Princess Diana's event virtually, but only after William departs. A poignant tribute to their late mom, Princess Diana, Harry and William are both going to lend their support to the Diana Legacy Award. However, they're not going to be in the same room together. Even worse, Harry is going to be sending a video or Zooming in, but he won't do so until William has left the event. You two boys, if you can't get together to honour your mother, then we're in real, real trouble. It makes me sad and naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of rum. Today, I want you to slow down, not speed up. Slow down and increase the points of joy throughout your day. Let me explain. This morning when I got up, instead of chugging my coffee down and rushing in to do the podcast, I sipped it. I tasted it. It was delicious. I stopped on the way down the hallway and looked in the living room. We've got some fresh flowers on the table. I took a moment to enjoy them. I got my nails done yesterday. Uh-oh. And instead of running into the shop and rushing, I took my time and I enjoyed every minute of it. Slow down and enjoy all those moments of joy throughout your day. I think that there's joy and happiness all around us. It's our choice to let them in. I was walking Derby this morning and I saw this French poodle walking towards me. Oh, like a peacock. Derby and I both stopped and we enjoyed it. We took a moment to enjoy this magnificent creature. Do the same today, naughties. Hey, that's it for this week.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show. I've got 4 seconds left on my battery, so I will be quick. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a weekend.
It's naughty but nice.
Yes. Okay.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.